defines my whole life now. And so when it comes to ethical space specifically, what I've found to be wonderful, and I feel like I was ready for ethical space to find me, or me find ethical space, however one sees it, because of my background. But what it's given to me, and this has come from thinking about it, trying to explain it, trying to demystify it, doing research projects on it, what it's really given me is something that's, and it's interesting, you use the words, Elder Reg and others, it's given me something very tangible to anchor, something that's been very philosophical for a lot of people on how to do work better, how to do work with more ethic, and particularly conservation. It's created an anchor for me as I'm briefing, as I'm explaining, as I'm validating and justifying, whether it's a research project or why we need to do things, or why we need to pay for someone to keep a fire for the day. You know, it's created an anchor for that. And of course it's created an anchor for things that are more, you know, more higher level, like UN DRIP and mandates and treaties and reconciliation, of course, but it does come with very pragmatic and systematic ways, mechanical ways of resolving that how that was talked about before, that really Nadine was talking about, that very important concept, belief, sharing, teaching of the importance of how and prioritizing that over the what.